This is about you, me, we, and our untapped potential. This is The Huge Upside.
Welcome back. It's been a while, but we're here. It's Monday, and we do this every week to get your week starting right. This is Mikhail, and you're at The Huge Upside Show. Friends, every week we bring you wonderful stories straight out from the local scene here in Cagayan de Oro City, where we're situated at as of the moment. And all sorts of stories of triumph and inspirational stories about everything. And there's always something to learn about each and everything that you can see around the city and the people themselves, because they have powerful stories. Just like this next video. Kels, can you pull up the video of Christoph Chongson, our guest for today? What did I just watch? By dili ni kumpiyansaan nga tao. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
You actually do jiu-jitsu.
That was awkward.
Really?
Thanks for having me.
That video showed you rolling, man. Like, it's pretty obvious, like, you do some martial arts yourself. Chada? I mean,
yeah.
How's the feeling to know that you know some martial arts and dili ka kumpiyansahan na tao?
Actually, kumpiyansahan gihapon. But kumpiyansahan good gihapon. Pero it's a good outlet, an activity that really helps with the mental health. Especially since our city just got back from quarantines, lockdowns.
Dagan ka outlet, no?
medyo.
This is what's so amazing about Chris is, I'm just so amazed. This guy is super talented. I mean, not only is he an artist, practitioner of mixed martial arts, but he does so many things. So would you coin yourself like a hobbyist then?
Actually, yeah. More accurate siguro ang hobbyist, because I'm not sure I'm quite at that level yet to be branded a martial art
Just humility talking, because actually I really invited Chris over to talk about his art, and I really feel subjectively I feel that we actually need to have a strong identity about art in the city. Mm-hmm. I mean, practical wise, the practical applications of art, like aesthetic art, like the art that you do, I mean, can be used in design, in brand, and almost everything. And I strongly feel that artists such as yourself need this level of support. And that's why I brought you out here. And I'm glad that nisugot ka.
Thank you.
I mean, you said so yourself nga na-awkward ka ganiya. Are you used to this kind of things?
Thank you for sa pag-explain why you, because I was wondering the whole time. Why am I here again?
Are you anad na kag mga kwan, like talking on the camera?
Actually, we
active
had this,
kay ka sa social media?
We had this small project way back, long ago, I think 3 years ago. We also tried to have our own podcast going, but
oh really?
Yeah, but like,
so you know, kabulo ka unsa tong ginabuhat karon, di ba?
The thing was, we were figuring out how to do the podcast.
Yeah.
While doing it, so
what's it called?
The Always Late Show. So this one's very early for a change. Yeah.
Have to, because I wish they would grant me access to this place late night, because you will be so amazed nga dagan kay tao mata sa gabi, especially karon.
Yeah, it's one of the factors why we decided.
You also tried to.
Pero it ran for 2 to 3 episodes, cause logistics and
Well, when was this?
2018, I think.
2018.
Yeah. I got into a motorcycle accident, so I couldn't train. Yeah, so I had to find something
else to do.
Yeah, so.
Which is nibalik ang art.
Eventually.
Yeah. Hey, man, don't just sit there. I want to see it. Come on, show me.
So feel free to.
Friends, so this is tinuod lang yun. I actually wanted you guys to see this. Holy Grail ni Chris. His life's work is here. Naadere. Can let's just turn the first page. So Chris, unsa ni hobby lang ni nimo ang pag do art or like
what you have there?
Ni?
Yeah, hobby. But what you have there is a portfolio na ay personal projects na po yung client projects. There are posters for local music productions, local event posters, logos, I think. Yeah, I don't even remember most of this stuff.
Man, you know what? Gasakit na kong buot because art like this should be put on a pedestal. I mean, that's just subjectively my point of view because I'm a fan of art, maybe a patron of art, but really, I mean, I'm actually glad, but we're in this day and age, artists such as yourself and other artists, but wherever, all over the world, they are getting the respect they deserve kay gakahimusla naman ang art in like branding, like what you said, logos and designs and all that stuff. Even mascots, di ba? Pabuhat slag art. Well, long overdue na pod, and now I think you have lots of avenues to where you can put your art. Napo ka sa deviant art, Chris?
Yeah, I think that's when I started to really take it seriously. But deviant art was like freshman college days. So, wow, pangka atong edad.
Oh, wow. Pero yeah, but it's a community.
But the sad thing was over the years it turned into this murag image sharing site where people
it became a social Pinterest media platform.
Like a Pinterest image bucket.
Oh really?
Photo bucket sort of thing where mas daghan ang muadto para mag-grab og art than actual artists
seriously?
To post their art.
So were you guys pushed to like put your watermark over your work?
Definitely. And I think a lot of artists found other venues in the internet to put up their work.
But, I mean, you got Instagram, you got
Deviant Art is the OG.
Facebook, OG, no? But I still see a lot of like OGs put ng mga artists still every now and then. And so I'm surprised nga naapi mga bata nun. I have a niece. I have a niece, by the way. Very young, but active sa Deviant Art.
I like discard or
yeah for sure
say something about that
ahead
exactly promote
that one
for minor artists because the last time I checked DeviantArt right now ang dominant artist population is puro mature not safe for work or mga
so that night
like
exploitation
back in the day na anime and comics and
but it's I'm surprised nga she found a community there nga support, but regarding that it's a mature platform so dili siya safe
right now. Last time I checked majority of the population na making use of DeviantArt are the mature artists, the like who have nudity or even fetish na
pedophiles, like, you mean?
Deviant ka, so weird. So yung mga furry commissions, I'm sure you've seen
I haven't
meme
heard
or two about
furry commissions. What does that mean?
Like the do you watch the series Lucifer? There was an episode
makita na ako every now and
there was
then,
an episode where one of the characters attended this furry convention where it's like
it's cosplay, supposed to be an art con
it's like
a cosplay con,
but parang furries is anthropomorphic na animals basically like Sonic then they fetishize that thing for some reason
I mean that's the thing about art a lot of people have their own fetish and
it's in
subject.
The tagline deviant art so you can't.
So it's not a safe haven for kids
For kids, I would say.
Where would you suggest siguro ng kids display their art
siguro
nowadays?
Art station, Behance.
Behance. I've heard of that.
I'm not active on any of those, but I know mas wholesome and the networks are really artist friendly and continuously expanding.
Oh. Yeah, because you know why it's important where kids need to funnel these days with art? Because you need to actually enrich, put artists in an environment rich, which is rich in art. Like, to further, of course, enhance ang ilang hilig sa art and the skill, it's best to surround them with fellow artists but at the same time. Because just like same with sports, you hire a coach or you let them join a varsity team, di ba? Or you would go to, let's say, for example, jiu-jitsu, you want to get better at martial arts, you actually go to Atos or mga local na Forge Jiu-Jitsu, di ba? Yeah. Di ba? So, yeah, it's you need actually, for me, I strongly feel that there should be a push about a community, art community, diri.
Actually, there are several, but...
Is Orokru part of this? We're gonna drop their name anyway.
Shoutouts, Orokru.
Shout out, Orokru.
Orokru is like the rebels in the scene in the sense that they're too underground. Because it's graffiti. It's illegal, basically.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, when you say graffiti, if it's not a commissioned piece, it's more or less illegal.
Oh.
Pero, yeah, dagan mag communities na ay communities diri na based around like the traditional visual arts you see in museums, like the fine arts.
Right.
Napoy ka ng mga sabatanon, mga manga and anime art ka naman tong.
Do you have that here sa Cagayan?
Yeah.
Really? I don't even know, man.
But the thing is, these communities are only familiar to networks and members lang. And daghan kaayo instead of one big community na this
so is would you rather nga mag-band together ang kwan?
I tried something like that years
what
ago.
What happened, man?
It's
politics and managing personalities.
I'm not gonna say politics because, pero siguro yung the way artists are wired different than egos and personality.
Yeah. That's the challenging part in all of this is that, you have to blend in or,
there's also let's say, this,
adapt to like different personalities of human beings.
There's also this one instance I think I recalled from a senior, I'm not gonna name drop, like a
name
senior
drop.
From the art
name
scene.
Name drop, so we can clip this.
the way he explained it to me way before, yung ako may bago is, we have so many talented individuals in Cagayan de Oro and nearby like Malaybalay, Bukidnon. Daghan kay maayo na naay affinity for the arts. But gamay, unlike other cities na atong museums na curators, kaya na sure na buyers or what was the term you used to refer to yourself earlier? Proprietor ba? Or patron of the
patrons,
arts?
Patrons,
Parang ang number of artists available and ang demand for artists na ratio is
staggering?
Parang if you're an artist, you have to find a way to stay ahead or parang to monopolize the projects.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of demand.
So parang even if hindi naman dapat ganun, tingin ng iba is competition pyramid ang.
Shouldn't it be about competition, Chris?
Parang I should be better than so and so that all the projects will
go to funnel through you.
Yeah.
I mean, I would understand. I mean, those artists have another set of DNA in them. Morag mo drive gid ilang pagka Kobe Bryant mga magmamba mode ganya. They have to crush.
No passing.
Yeah, crush and kill and eliminate all the other artists. But I understand that because the thing with art is, in my subjective view of this, is that artists love to share the scene.
Mm-hmm. Like
when there's an artist who's very competitive in a way, gakailang ang other artists ana, and would that like make them like di rin anon mo pursue because this guy is too good?
Actually, depende sa kind of competitiveness.
Yeah. Because I think competition is required.
Parang when you say something is, an artist is too good and competitive, parang that's not what hurts the scene.
Kung okay, what
they're
does?
They're trying to be the best at what they do or whatever, really hone their craft. But competitive in the sense na parang dili ko makig-form og community sa inyo ha para ang projects ako lang, ang skills, ang knowledge ako lang or something like that. Or kami lang ang ilado na art group sa Cagayan.
Yeah.
And dili ka mo. So, pag kami ang mas ilado, mas accessible mi sa to clients.
Clients so, and patrons of sorts. Yeah. Well, that's the thing also, because if you're supposed to be a community, then everything has, we all want things to be fair and equal.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this world is...
It's still...
It's ideas. Never gonna be... Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, I would love to for it to be like that. Yeah, everybody has fair. But, you know, there's just go-getters out there that, you know, disrupt the flow of everything.
Monopolize.
Yeah, I mean, instead of this artist get this amount of clients and distribution, dito na noon. And it's very apparent, Putsa, like, let's say for such as myself, who like an aspiring content creator, but... There's just so many good content creators out there.
Yeah.
And where's my fair share of the market, diba? So I think it's that's probably never going to end, never going to stop. And that's why we need to be competitive.
The presence of competition doesn't help you. Doesn't hurt you being a content creator, because it makes you strive to produce more quality content.
Diba?
The moment the competitiveness starts hurting is when those big time content creators siguro to explain it better, can I give a specific example?
Yeah.
Have you heard of the Try Guys in YouTube?
I haven't yet.
The Try Guy. Basically they're these brothers, siguro to sila. Dayon. The React Guys.
What they do is they react
to They ask a group of teenagers to react to a music video or content. Basically, they pull content that isn't theirs. Then they
give their take.
A group of people, like old people, they make old people react to Eminem or to
really?
Or they make kids react on Insidious, a horror movie or something like that. So it became their thing for a while. For a certain time frame, they were the ones that were really known to do that over YouTube. And then, kabalo ba ka na paghalinon, naagay mo pick up,
maawat. Naagay mo awat na.
But the thing is, they didn't have to do anything kay grabe na ang gakakuha nila na ahead of competition na traffic. I mean, kato ang pinaka bread
and butter. So they established brand.
They tried to patent or get exclusive rights. So the React na other content creators would have to cut them a share for using React or something like that, and then it ruined them instead of
profiting.
So that's the time I think na yung competitiveness na factor hurts the
because I think that's a compliment if people try to pirate your stuff. And that's the reason why if you're really competitive, it's okay to be competitive and you allow other people to copy. That means like you should be flattered. Oh my God, this guy tried to copy my style.
Yeah, exactly,
you should be more happier. Diba? Yeah. And which also means now you have to elevate. Kay nana may mag-out-out ni mo.
Plus it's the first telltale sign that you somehow made it.
And for sure, Chris, like, look at your art, man. Have you had your fair share of copycats, bro?
Actually, like honestly speaking, I think that my art is still in a place where it's still full of influences from my from the artists I look up to.
Well, actually, art is basically a rip-off of everything. Yeah. Right? Well, actually, we are all rip-offs.
Nothing is original.
Exactly. Like the only original. This is what, personally, Tatong, diba? I mean, the guy.
I met him at one point.
I met him at one point, and this is the exact...
Shout out,
Tatong. One of, guys, if you are a fan of art, and ginamog mga ingani, there's another artist out there who's really, really good. His name is Tatong. Go do your research, friends. It's the internet.
See what we just did there, instead of making it all about our product. It doesn't hurt to...
Yeah,
it's not a competition all the time.
It's still a competition.
And it
can be a competition about dishing out.
I don't really see it that way.
Really? I would love to see it as a competition about being the best at dishing out.
I've been around people kasi within the scene. It's all about me, what I could dish out. I want the spotlight.
Really?
Mine, all mine.
But at the same time, I think that's what makes other folks successful is they don't make it about themselves.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what happens after that is that they get the adoration instead because they made it about others. Diba?
And what I really, really like about Orokru, because I've been into different groups before.
Yeah.
And I think I've been with Orokru for the longest. So shout outs to them for also putting up with me. But what I really like about their approach or their, siguro, not approach, but attitude, all around yeah. attitude sa art scene is they don't care. Orang, we just do what we want.
rebels.
We don't care if people like our stuff or if
we're still going to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good thing about that too, is that you don't get high on your own supply. Like, you don't fall in love with praise. You also don't get affected by hate. You're in this zone, bang, you're in the middle. You don't hear both sides. That makes you more focused.
True, because
if people just, if you fall in love about having all the likes, especially you're an artist, bro, people are going to love the art. And some folks put out content to fish for the validation, the likes, diba? And don't matter how good you are or how passionate you are, but if you fall on that rabbit hole of like just pumping content nga para ma-validate ka that you're someone or you've made it, that will ultimately be your vulnerability, because one day people are gonna get bored of or ana, diba? And then asa makamang mamuhunan og fuel to continue.
Asaka, I think that's the name of the game sa market karon.
Yeah, and they prey on
everybody
that.
Everybody is doing that.
They prey on that. Yeah. I mean, I fall in love with that every now and then because I'm among itag inspiration. But you know, like that's why we put the hard hat on even on rainy days. Kay, you know, just to show. And that's why you also do jujitsu, ba? It makes you human. It reminds you bang. Kaning atong ipambuhat diri, even this art, like on the social media, does not matter. Ba? Finite ra kay taba, marag. Gamay naman kaning butang.
I'm trying to, digest. Absorb everything you just said.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. But,
I guess, yeah.
But I'm just saying this because kanita na natong ginabuhat sa social media, just going back, is this is just like, we're just being exposed. Like, I mean, kinsa ta as human beings, we go there sometimes to get adored and to get kuan. Of course, it's a very good it's a good distribution tool for you to show people who you are, your art, your personal brand, everything, all that. I mean, even me, like, I'm a hypocrite for kuan, but the thing is, like, we're there, it's a tool, and we use it to propagate our stuff, to communicate to people, to give folks an update of how we're doing. But sometimes is that sometimes a lot of us, including myself, I fall in love with the with the adoration and all that, and sometimes if you're looking for the inspiration to keep doing this, like the podcast or whatever you're doing, business or art, it doesn't have to be about that. And that's why I feel nga kailangan ta community. Because it's much more real. Mas tinood man good. And Orokru is a prime example of that. Do you guys do activities outside the digital space, which is there's more brotherhood involved, camaraderie.
Yeah.
And you say yung kaganiyang medyo dili siya legal, but but it's fun, like people lean towards that.
Pero dili siya legal in the sense na graffiti is illegal, but we also do a lot of marag giving back to the community, like supporting other cultures.
A lot of people don't appreciate graffiti and they would rather go to museums to watch paintings, but graffiti is the next form of art.
It's like I think it's a matter of which appeals to the audience. Like what they say, it's in the eye of the beholder. As cliche as that.
Yeah, but I think graffiti's time will come.
Yeah.
Cagayan City and what Orokru is doing is very wonderful and powerful, because all things that are new, and have potential are always met with skepticism.
But if you really like, for example, this particular genre, for example, graffiti, or in the, like, let's shift to another for a moment. Like, if you really like this obscure, non-mainstream genre of music, like, brutal, doom metal, whatever.
Jesus. If you're really into that,
makakita mong yud kag ingana.
You will find it, no?
Bisag unsa siya ka uncommon sa mainstream.
Yeah.
Just like graffiti, or like, it's not everybody's
jam.
Cup of tea or jam, Pero,
well, I hate that parang it's still illegal though.
You said that its time would come, but if you're active in the scene, parang makaingat ka na.
It's already here.
It's already here. You just need to...
Would you rather nga ma-appreciate siya sa mainstream? Madawat siya sa masa?
No, ano, Banksy, street art na ano, mainstream.
No.
Diba? Parang,
But again, going back, it's all subjective and I think museums still have their, you know, chara pa magyapon, like you can still, if you're a patron of the art, matukag museum, you'll still, anybody would, I guess, would like fall in love if they see a painting of any kind of artists.
Na ay mga artworks na you could say na subjective ang aesthetics na para sa imuha mo appeal para sa ako dili. Pero na po yung mga mukomand yun gano na
tanan mo luhod
sa chad ako walay lalis ano ba
that's what I hope for graffiti though na appreciate yun in one time because I've worked overseas for 8 years they've deployed graffiti and
which part
of UAE there's a specific place dito nga gi allow ang mga graffiti artists to just go all out sa like parts of kanang strategic
tunnel? Was it the tunnel or is that
Nam secret tunnel but there's also like it's a hub spot for Filipinos it's called Satwa and there dito naagi mga graffiti arts of all sorts and you could appreciate ba nga na gi allow and for sure if you talk about that, if you look for it, you will find it. That's just what you said. If ganandi ka graffiti, makita magin him. Anyway, man, I think we discussed about having a trade. me and Chris actually talked before this show happened. Nga mag-trade me og merchandise. And we're gonna actually do it live. Kay I would love to push nga kaniingani would be a legit nga butang in the future because all things don't have to be traded in the form of currency
or NFTs
per se. And actually this, like, because we know each other, I know who you are, you know who I am about, so we can actually discuss and trade value. So bye, I'm gonna take out
down with currency. Joke lang.
So I have here official sponsors po namo, Beta Shirts. And first product nila is the huge upside shirt. And I find this valuable. And Chris actually has a valuable collection he has there. So Chris, before we exchange, so you recently put out your
anthology
of art. And you what did you call it?
I called this one Quarantology because this is a compilation of artworks I was able to finish while in the 2-year lockdown / quarantine. Yeah, the pandemic.
Powerful, man. look at
instead of just rotting away.
You know? Bah, and you did something. And
to keep me sane.
Inspiring, man. And this is just a prime example, like what the pandemic did to a lot of people, even me included. I started this podcast, because of the pandemic. And but Chris has been doing art for so long, and moniyang nakumpal in the 2 years. So we're gonna actually do this live. We're gonna actually exchange. Chris, would you accept my trade?
Bye.
Thanks,
brother.
Yeah. Shout outs and. Yeah, I'm still selling copies of Quarantology.
Quarantology?
By the way.
Wow. So, can we go ahead and dissect this, brother?
Sure.
Look at the cover, man. you might find me like so, you know, animated and excited right now because, you know, I'm just a fan of, you know, all these arts.
Appreciate artsy. It.
Muning dark horse sa Cagayandaro City, bai. Wa?
I wouldn't.
Yeah. Claim it, yeah. Man. Claim it. Look at that, friends. This is so wonderful, Chris. I mean, I'm so proud we actually have this in Cagayandaro City. What did it take to produce this? I know you got the art down, but as an artist, how do you actually manufacture this stuff? Did you do this manually from scratch? You bought nimo tanan by yourself, or you went to a publication somewhere?
An artist friend helped me.
You want to plug his name?
Printed. She just got featured in an interview also in Cebu. So parang ano yun? Surreal. But yeah, the drawer Kring ata ang ano niya.
Oh, I know her. We went to the same high school.
Nice.
Yeah. She's very artistic.
Yeah, she's like international level. But
oh, really?
I really appreciate na she took the time to ano, really help me get my stuff published.
Get this together.
Because as it happened, I was canvassing rates over
really?
Print shops here, and
was it fair?
The ones in Cebu and Davao were more ano.
Accommodating.
Yeah, pocket friendly. Budget friendly. I couldn't make a profit for what they're charging here if
really
I get the stuff printed and sell it na parang na mabawi ang cost.
Cagayan, WTH. Really? Cagayan, support your local artist, please. No, really, because if you had to go to Davao and Cebu, what are we doing here in Cagayandaro City then? Ba?
Same question.
I mean, it's no brainer, man. Guys, you have to like put this on a pedestal. Not only will this improve our game with arts and aesthetics and all that, culturally, this is a big contribution sa city. Kay this will actually encourage a lot of artists to come out.
But some of the artists here are already
doing
producing
it?
Yeah, so they kind of inspired me also.
But who else knows about this, Chris?
What do you mean?
Like the other artists?
Lots actually, pero
how come wala siya kaabot sa ko radar?
Exactly. I'll tell you later kasi wasin dili mi close enough for me to name drop, so
okay, you can drop their names.
Pero I mean, what they do is they invest on their own printers and, you know,
make it happen themselves.
Parang, if you have that kind of resources, then sure, no problem. Pero
yeah, but that's the thing. Is it easy to find sponsors sa Miami?
I think depende sa network or sa how you sell yourself.
But because obviously they have to like see if marketable and what profit can they gain from it? Does it align with their brand, Rumiana? And this has a lot of like, would you say kanang is this a culmination of who you are, Chris?
The page you just showed were like full of fan arts because it's the quarantine, right?
Yeah.
So, basically half of the pages I think are fan arts of characters from comics and series that.
Kita no si Psylocke diri sa Trinity.
Preoccupying myself with just to ano. Kay if I don't know if it's the same case with you, but back then during that time, reg dili ka sure kano sa mahuman or. If napay, ano, marig, wala kaga entertain o gano'n na, kani, i-compile na ako ni tanan, i-print na ako, ibaligya na ako. Marig, it's just, ano eh, parang, I have to keep myself busy with something. So, for me, it was watching Netflix, TV shows, and then
like
drawing,
like a lot of us, binge parang Netflix.
Nakaka-guilty ah, walang ginawang productive, nagtanaw ako whole day.
No, actually, you actually put it into work kay I think you got a lot of inspiration dito for sure na maki mga Love Death Robots dia and what else like tanan inspiration
is good
ba. I mean I would love to have like Filipino nga igana. I mean a Philippine nga produced nga mga igad to, no, but we got 13. 13 was the first to break out. I would love to sing somewhere here sa Cagayan de Oro City. What else?
Rocket Ship Studios sa Netflix, katong hayop ka. Pero parang the animation quality was really good, really well, like for international standards. But pang telenovela or kanang typical mong good ang.
But at least,
yeah.
At least, di ba?
I don't know why they.
Well, to probably give it some mass appeal para
siguro,
ma-digest. Hinahinay, no? Injectan ng gamay nga mainstream.
Because I remember sa una, magtanaw ko kanang kung isa lang TV sa balay. Malin-walin kanang magtanaw ito kung Studio 23, like Smallville na superhero.
Oh, yeah.
Dili makarelate ang for example, kasambahay or or mga auntie ni mo or ibalhin nila sa local station na superhero food pero kanang mga
local panday.
So brig, technically same genre, wala ka kasabot kay para sa iyong preference or sa mas okay man ang script, ang overall pero I guess mas relatable.
But what if it was in Bisaya siya?
Pero katulad it's really weird for me kay back then marag kamantay ka na stigma na pangbata na ang mga
I you know what that drives me nuts.
You're watching Cristala and Marina batong mermaid na I don't know man.
You know what, mas ma-appreciate na ako ang mga tao karon. Chris kay
karon marag it's even weirder because everybody knows Thor, Captain America and
ba, like all the characters. You know why that was us back then. We're all adults now.
Who would have figured out that all you needed for these things to have mainstream appeal was like good-looking actors and actresses, di ba?
Yeah. Parang, it has to happen.
Less about the script, parang ayaw ra kadili nagbataot kay si Chris Evans
ang nagkuan. But would you rather have it played by somebody else?
No, but I just want to thank you for briefing me earlier. You can.
I mean,
can't say expletives on air because
let's do it backstage.
You know what I'm talking
about. I know. I mean, it doesn't have to be that way, but they have to, I think, do something mas madawat siya.
Which is cast really good looking.
Respect. They got it done. But that's why I think mas mo appeal gid ang the anime version of it. Kay wala siya, wala siya bias. Kay dili siya tinood nga tao nga nag-cast.
Now even your lolos and lolas know Venom or something.
Now they appreciate it though. Because it's in Netflix. I think you just need, like most things, Chris, you just need a proper distribution tool, let's say,
but
Quarantology ma features on Netflix. Think about
like
it.
Marvel comics were in the stands of national bookstores and 7-Elevens back in the day. But wala, marag mo appeal siya for geeks like you and me lang.
You
wala
siya
unlike now. No?
I get what you mean.
Yeah, I know you brought me here to talk about.
No. This is what. No.
Ranting.
No. This is what we need. This is what we need because we're actually trying to dissect why it still until this day not everybody will get it. It's great, and probably some folks watching right now will understand why you and I or a lot of folks who are like us or geeks like us. Sauna, we get a lot of heat for this. But all our daylight savings go to these kind of things. We invest actually in this. And FYI, these things, they actually sell. Like there are really collectors out there. Mm-hmm. And this actually turned into a business na gyud. For folks who don't know, kabalo lang, people bid for this kind of stuff, especially the rare ones. Mm-hmm. So guys, the day will come that Chris will blow up. You have to have a copy of the Quarantology because this thing will sell.
What's the reverse thing of knocking on wood, like patting the wood gently?
Pa?
That sounded wrong.
but still, I mean, people have to, in some way, know about this. And that's why we're doing this. So you know, to give you the platform, Chris. And I for yeah, sure, you know where to distribute this. You're a grown man. Kablo na magikaasa ni ipagawas. But this is on a mainstream level, and this is what we're about. We mm-hmm. like to support artists such as yourself, and not just artists, everyone. Other than that, I think you having a lot of hobbies is a great way to distribute also your brand, because people know you now as, you know, when you're involved when people know that you're an artist mm-hmm. and at the same time you're involved in other communities such as Forge Jiu-Jitsu, you're also involved sa Trono na Oro. This guy has some sick bars.
Some of the pages there feature the logos I've done for the local rap battle leagues, the local music productions, posters for events.
Is there something here for Jiu-Jitsu as well? Not yet?
Muay Thai.
And, here it is. Yes. And the thing about this is, okay, let's have some context. Let's say Joe Rogan wouldn't be as big as he is right now if he didn't do stand-up comedy at the same time, mm-hmm, if he didn't take acting gigs, uh-huh, if he didn't do like MMA commentating. Uh-huh. All these things played and was symbiotic to the success of his craft, which is he's such a probably the best podcast. He has the best podcast in the world right now because he all did this. And I think what you're doing is revolutionary because you're a hobbyist and you're very passionate, I think, with your hobbies. Ga MMA ka. Like you do jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai. You also do rap. And before banda-banda ka, these are actually like avenues where mailhan ka. Because if you just focus on this, if you're happy with just doing art, I think it would take much longer unless something happens viral to you.
Actually, yeah, this recent event I was in where I first sold copies, MESCON in Limcatcay.
It's a cosplay event.
It's a cosplay / esports event. I think the main organizers were Misamis Oriental, like an esports association.
Esports, basically. Electronic games.
Yeah, yeah. Then they reached out to cosplayers and local artists. So most of the younger artists there are, parang they fit the stereotype, bitaw na anime, na parang introverted, and I know, then parang their stuff is really good. The art is really exceptional, mind-blowing. But parang majority of the supporters or the buyers are
within the scene.
Oh, because they don't know how to, or not that they don't know how, but siguro
they focus so much on the art.
Like they let the quality do the talking instead of the networking.
What they can learn from you, Chris, is engage in other hobbies too, because that will allow you to expand much faster if you're about that.
I've actually heard this also from, you know, I think it was 2008, but I was in this comic convention, the first Metro Manila comic convention. I'm not sure about the year, 2008, I think. Na ay local Filipino artists who worked for the big companies, Marvel, DC, Dark Horse. Na ay boot. Then, na ay mga aspiring na gapakita og portfolio, gapangayog advice, and ano. Then, over here na ako tong artist sa boot na ano. Pero, this was way back, so I don't know if nag-improve na ang things. But, nag-stay sa ako ay ang giingon ba na hindi ka mabubuhay sa Pinas kung artist ka na balat sibuyas. That was his exact words, because I still remember it up to this day. Binaga yung dagway.
And that's is that a challenge for you? Because would you claim it now nga introverted ka?
Majority of the time, yeah. But
for a lot of introverts, that's hard.
It's ano, anxiety inducing.
And marketing your stuff is going to be much harder.
That's where battle rap helps.
Really?
You learn to shut.
How many MCs have you crushed, man? Film record. They have a winning record. This guy does local flip top. What's it?
Trono sa Oro.
Yeah.
And Rap Batikos, I think. There's so many leagues now. Yeah.
Ba?
Rap Batikas is the OG.
It, the thing is, guys, do you even know about this? It's happening this very instant. I mean, these things, these niche communities, at this moment, Hilumpa, mind you, they will take over your screens and one day.
We've had some names who made it to the big league, the Flip Top.
Yeah, we have Gregor. We have
Zenlucus.
Fukuda.
Ah, Fukuda, yeah.
Di ba?
Zenluc, I think, later this month is launching his first album and some celebrity guests are going to be here.
Di ba?
But that's probably for another episode. I don't know.
Ah, for sure. We can invite him over.
Yeah,
di ba?
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, yeah, people aren't really fully aware of this, and this is also like partly put mission put aning huge upside is to be the melting pot of all of that. To be a platform where all things can meet, yana ba? Because you're gonna in this platform, you're not just only going to find art or artists or all that. You can also find content creators dire, mga influencers dire, health and fitness enthusiasts, just like. What you're doing, man? You are trying to melt everything into
it
your core.
It was weirding me out earlier when you introduced me as an artist because I was insisting that you use the term hobbyist.
Hobbyist?
Right?
Well, I'd like to promote the art, man.
Yeah, but like...
How would you rather be promote?
I think when you say hobbyist, kasi you're not consciously intending to be on so many things. It just happens. No?
Ba?
You're fortunate enough to try different things that you like. And parang pursue siguro to some extent, but the thing also is if your focus or attention is so divided, the quality can only
be as certain standard. Much. Yeah,
because you're spreading yourself thin. And,
yeah, when you do so many things at the same time, that's what you call multitasking.
if you treat it as a hobby, then. It's fine because
but there's no pressure.
Treat it as your bread and butter. You turn into
so when are you gonna coin artist ka, Chris?
I don't know. Does it matter?
Never. Never yet.
I mean, I don't deny it, but I don't, necessarily flaunt it. No, call me this. Refer to me as this.
So what's your take on folks like coining themselves or branding themselves like
it's
I'm an artist?
Thing. if it works for them.
No, whatever works.
I'm pretty sure they wouldn't.
You know what? If I go around the city, you know my whole deal now is to like freaking document everything.
I'm pretty sure they like you wouldn't.
And people coin me as vlogger.
But you wouldn't coin yourself as a content creator if you didn't put in all the work.
Yeah. So it's I would rather have it that way because there's no other term yet for it. So can I say lain nga kwan? I still find it cringy to call myself a content creator. But that's on me. Because hilasun man ta. But I mean...
Pero inga na ko siguro even, artist na ano.
But even folks call me a vlogger, which is much more something I'm very aversive. Because but I realized that I fell in love with all this creative stuff because I watch all these vlogging stuff before sa una sila Kisi Neistat, and that's where I fell in love with it. But when I go around the city and then I don't brand myself as the vlogger, but
I think ni pangit lang ang term because kanang
everybody did it.
Vlogger. All of a sudden, everyone has a channel with laugh tracks and then
I mean it always gets like that and ang mga maayo gud ug ang mga tao nga wani undang ang mo emerge. I'll take everything. Sige bai, if you want to coin me as a vlogger, that's how this would penetrate through you. So
ano rin, parang people can only use or parang yung vocabulary na vlogger.
Which ba?
Based na po sa ilahang ano.
Sinadunggan.
O, marag kung unsa ra ang context na available to them.
Ba? And they even, everything they see on YouTube, even if it's an interview, they call it a vlog.
Like for example, pod, kung naay clients magpa-commission, medyo usahay, dili sila familiar sa terms na marag.
What terms then?
Like marag, gusto ko graphics na, like, gusto ko graphics.
So, what would say rebut ni Mona? Not a graphic, bro. It's art.
But explain pa ni Mona, graphics tong galihok or stuff like that, technical stuff like that. So this.
But don't you get, like, do you feel like flattered in a way you have to explain stuff to them? But that's like your role also as an artist, like, I have this role to educate these folks and I mean, makahappy siya para si Moa.
Give or take lang siguro. Okay? Like, I don't really put much thought into it. Pero yeah. In the same vein siguro, no? When you go to a fancy restaurant and then you ask the waiter to explain what an unfamiliar
food is.
Menu, yeah. Because, you know, it's not in your lane. So, ano?
Like
so,
yung regular, ko buluan iba.
So, parang, kanina mga client, siguro, dili man nila lane ni na, ano. So, kanipong mga normies.
Normies. There are technical terms to everything, friends.
Vlogger lang ilang, ano, parang tanan, bisag kung sa'yo, yeah. What, bisag content, bisag konti. Vlogger ang na-retain nila na yeah. Terminology.
I don't, and here's the thing, Chris, until now, I don't even know what to call myself. So I'll just stick to what's unsay na is the content creating stuff. Because I do it anyway.
Yeah.
I pump a lot of videos for you folks and hopes one day they provide you value. And you can see the excitement in my face right now because I get to bring home this wonderful piece of art, Quar Anthology.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, I really appreciate you coming here. And I think, happy tapo ta mahoman. And is there something you'd like to, like a message to send to like anyone who's like an aspiring hobbyist or probably like an aspiring artist who curates art or kan? So, para magpadayon sila, what would you advise folks?
Wow. I don't know. Try different things.
Yeah.
The things that you enjoy you will eventually be good at. So, ano, parang, of course, if you enjoy something, you'll keep on doing it.
Yeah.
So, ano, and if you keep on doing it, then you'll keep progressing. But also, try different ventures that slightly interest you or kanang dili pa ka sure kung ganahan ba ka or dili.
Ba?
Kung ano ba siya. Oh, so, parang, experience it for yourself. Siguro.
And this is what I like about you, Chris. Kay all these things ang ipangsudlan nimo, were they of interest or you just did them because they weren't comfortable?
Ano ba? siguro sa visual art mauram gudang available sa una kay reg. All the 90s wala pa internet.
Dili pa uso ang cipher og rap.
Uso na pero wala pa siguro ni abot during the pita or bata pa kita para marig ang pinaka accessible, di ba 90s, the way I remember 90s, it's ano eh. Kanang it's a ripe age of consumerism pero wala pa internet. So marig sigig manufacture og ano og different products sa like the slingy ba na magic spring.
Oh yeah, slinky.
Oh, slinky.
Yeah.
So rig, all these kids have ano these new products, roller blades, roller skates, skateboards,
basketball.
Scooters, oh, basketball. Oh. And then rig, if you're not ano if you're not financially ano to have
privileged.
Access instantly, yeah. Rig, drawing and cartoons ang pinaka ano eh. So and I remember, I think, back in the day, when wala pa may TV, makurious ko sa akong dad na, ano, reg, he always reads the paper.
Oh.
Pero di naman ito makarelate, ano, kay...
But you saw him do it?
Sa stock or sa politics that time or ano. But na ay section or segment.
Katong
section.
Comics.
Yeah. Oh.
That's the first thing I would do. Ado ko na do.
Me the, ano, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So,
Archie. Or Peanuts. Nabay.
Oh, yeah. So parang, oh, this is cool. I can draw the characters.
Or, was this Baboy Damo? Who was that?
Pugad Baboy.
Oh, my God. That one.
Parang, I can't join the kids when they, you know, their bikes and their roller skates.
I'll do this instead.
But, anytime, ano, parang a pencil and a paper is always accessible. So
you just made so Chris here just made use of what was available
that time. Yeah. So up until now, I'm not sure if ano, parang I really like it or
yeah.
I'm so used to the activity na parang unlike martial arts na parang I really sought after ano na parang even pandemic
the discomfort.
Oh.
Really.
Oh.
I mean, I think a lot of people. Probably engage in some things that just to stay sane.
I've been producing a lot of art over the years, but I could stop it if it meant, you know, prioritizing training, especially since ga-age atong body, so
yeah, we're not getting any younger.
Oh, ang damage nimo ma-sustain, ang injuries or ang ano, ang
especially with jiu-jitsu.
Ang ma-retain nimo na na information sa kanang sana motor skills is
ga-deteriorate
mental ano nimo. So, reg dito na ako na ano na in visual art, I'm still figuring out if I really like it or marang I liked it over time because it's so familiar. Yeah. Kaya since childhood. But martial arts is a different thing altogether. Nga nung karun pa ni Orreg.
It's an art. It's still it's another art. I think that's why they coined it art. Because it's an art. And I think as a martial artist, some creativity is involved. Mm. A lot of creativity. Mm. Chris, I wish we could still like extend our time because we're in a not a time cap, but anyway, we can extend a bit more. But that was a great dive into why martial arts was one of your go-to mga hobbies. But we would like to cap off this show and this wonderful anthology of art you did over the pandemic with a question, because we always end the show with a question. So, hey man, like the name of the show is very vague. Oh, Mindanao Daily News is where we distribute our show. Yeah. But YouChop side itself is very vague. Uh-huh. Even now, people ask me, "Unsay pasabot ana?" I can't even explain it to them.
Can you explain it?
I can't, because it's a personal experience.
You came up with the name. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did. And I leave it folks to have their own meaning to it. And just like art is subjective, you have your own interpretations to it. Uh-huh. So what's your own meaning sa YouChop side?
Wow. It's ano ng curiosity. I was really hoping you could explain it to me.
I can't, but here's why it should be your own meaning.
Pero huge upside. Wow. Like upside, I guess, cause you're taking all this relatively unknown or kanang kulang og exposure na. Like me.
Something like that. But there's no right and wrong to it. Yeah.
Taking them outside, giving them more exposure and more uplifting, basically. More affirmation.
Is that how you see it? The first initial thought?
That's the sellout answer when you have to fill in the essay.
But what is there another answer then that's not a sellout? Like,
all I can think of right now is the upside down of Stranger Things.
That could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. That first initial one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So huge. It's like para may movement na right?
Thanks.
Kind of suggest movement.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah, because earlier in the beta phase of YouChop side, I did coin it as a movement.
There we go.
2 years ago. Yeah, I still remember that. And thanks, man. That's how you perceived it. And that was your take on that. And salamat kay Chris. I will not forget this. We actually had a trade-off earlier if you're listening, tuning in right now. And I have to say, Chris, salamat kayo. And we have to cap this off.
Thank you.
Huge thanks.
Honor. It's an honor to be here.
Christoph Jungson, everyone, signing off. Bye, friends. See you in a bit. Cop your copy now.
Listen, gusto ko sana umingin ng pampamanhin ngayong gabi. Pasay bars, I know, it isn't much. Kung ako papipiliin, kung pwede lang, 5 minutes forfeit para wala nang match. Ano raw, sabi ko, kung ako papipiliin, last minute itong forfeit, wala nang match. Ha? Kung ikaw lang, kahit sobrang kong busy, napaka-easy, walang kwenta, watch! Kaya kong umpensa, dumipensa, kung StarCraft, rush! Kung Dota, kaya kong pumenta, kung rap battle, di ko kailangan ng extra! Lahat ng punchline ko, bumibenta, cash! Ang IQ ko, napaka-high, di ko na kailangan dumipensa, hash! Alam mo bakit ang nilaban? Nanginaraluna, kaya lingasa si Mamba? Ha? Kasi alam nilang wala silang chance ang sumamba, kaya yung pinakamahina ang nilaban para may palusot at ang reputasyon nila ay maisalba. Kasi kung sa wordplay ibabase, ang resulta dito alam na, nilalangaw yung views mo sa web at kumakalam ng sikmura nitong gagamba. Ha? Alam bang napilitan, hindi nag-isip na lumaban sa akin. Bahala na magtunog bahangin, may kasama namang lalim. Sa harap nilang lahat, ikaw ay lalapas tanganin. Para kang sumugod sa baha at ako ang iyong maring. Dinaig mo pa sa kapal na mukha, sinapoles. Dinaig mo pa sa taba yung pork barrel. Kung kayo ang bisita dito, sa CDO, hindi pagkain at paghahanda, bombing. At ang ina mo, last time, nakakatawa kasi sa edge bar, yung bars mo walang edge, kaya paano ka pa makakabawi? Ha? Ina? Kaya, inawag niya ako sa aking buong pangalan, si Garibat, hoy hoy hoy! Hernan Cordero, nung nalaman mo tayo magkakalaban, hindi makatulog tong bakla, Herman Moreno. Tangina, anong kusina-kusina? Pag naralo ako dito, luto, kalibasa, putis mo, kulay puwet ng kaldero. Nadideliver ka lang ng sulat ng iba, para kang kartero. Tapos yun naman pa, puro kwentong barbero. Kaya dito na matatapos ang time mo, Dark Terror.